Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show here today. Today is our tap out or our toes out Tuesday. And, yeah, you know, I was kind of approached with something yesterday. I figured I'd kind of sit back and kind of relate some of the rodeo terminology, which kind of leads us into our show. I thought it to be kind of entertaining today, but today is Toes Out Tuesday. Most of you guys are probably wondering, what the heck are toes out? So I figured I'd kind of clarify that for you. And if you're not a bull rider or a rough stock rider, you may not really know. Toes out are something that you kind of look to do when you're out there on these bulls or horses. You know, you want to kind of turn your toes out almost to a 90-degree angle if you can. It helps you get a bit better grip with your spurs. So, make an eight, being get a grip, our slogan, figured that that would be a great term to use on our Tuesdays, toe days. So that's kind of what we have. Now, I will tell you guys that we have a lot to talk about today, some of it bull riding, some of it rodeo, some of it a little bit of everything else in the news. But, hey, we're here to have a good time on a Tuesday. Now, I will tell you guys that we have phone lines open. If you guys want to give us a call for your most memorable rodeo story. So if you guys have a memorable rodeo story, we want to hear from you. Also, I will tell you guys that if you are interested, we are going to give you guys an option or kind of make it fun here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. We're going to give you an opportunity to call in and answer a question. So when you hear our tone, which we gave you yesterday, hopefully everybody listened to yesterday's show, because our show, our question is actually going to be kind of based on that, something that we talked about yesterday on our show. When you hear the beep, be the first caller to give us a call. If you know, we don't have prizes yet, but we're working on them. We're kind of trying this whole thing out to see how it rolls. So, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, it is, you know, we're going to open up the door for you guys and have a lot of fun. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on the news today. I did see, now, for starters, did any of you guys see my Facebook comment yesterday? I did post a picture out there on Facebook. It was relayed to me through somebody on my fan page. But apparently, this guy is up in Colorado and takes a picture of an SUV parked in a hotel parking lot. Was not pretty. Apparently, somebody, the owner of that SUV, was parked there while his wife and kids were at home. So, yeah. There was not a very good message left there, and it was pretty entertaining. My whole thing behind that, I guess, is you reap what you sow. What goes around comes around, and yeah, ouch, that one's got to hurt. But anyways, the other big news, obviously, a lot of fans have been posting out there on Twitter and Facebook, this guy, Anthony Weiner. Now, I got to tell you guys, this guy has been blown up in the media. Politician, go figure. But, you know, apparently posting some inappropriate pictures and things like that on his Twitter page and through his BlackBerry, which, according to many fans that we've had out here, this is just my point of view on it, so just take it for what it is. But if it's his personal page, shouldn't he have the right to do whatever he wants? I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't make it right. I certainly don't agree with it. My whole theory is Mr. Wiener, you are a wiener for showing your wiener. You know, I mean, really, this guy should go to work for Oscar Mayer. You know, he, yeah, definitely interesting news, but this guy is all over the media. And my whole thing is this, the media is inflating this thing. Back, you know, obviously there was the incident with Bill Clinton too, another politician, obviously our commander-in-chief, you know, who's out there doing some inappropriate things in the White House, by the way, wasn't on his personal time. It was in the White House. But this guy got made out to be a celebrity. So what is Wiener going to do? I mean, I think this guy's going to get more ratings than he knows what to do with. And I could almost bet that his follow rating on Twitter has extremely blown up. Just saying, you know, if we're not going to condone it, we're not going to support it, why follow it? You know, I can tell you I ain't going to follow it, but I had to make a comment on it. I thought it was interesting. Let's see. Just trying to check out some of our chat room over here. We got a lot of activity. We got a bunch of fans hanging out over here in the chat room. Got to say welcome to you and glad that, you know, that you guys are hanging out with us. Now, I do see, obviously, yeah, to top it all off, he's a New York politician. And he's going to be running for re-election. So, I don't know. You know, we'll see what the outcome is of this deal. You know, it's going to be a long process, and I'm sure it won't be the last time any of us hear about Wiener. Just saying. Also, got to let you guys know, the Vancouver Canucks did fall yesterday pretty bad to the Boston Bruins. So Boston wins their first game, which is game three. They still got a couple more up there in Boston. So that yesterday was their first game back home, and it was very interesting. But, yeah, apparently a blowout. But we got to get into some rodeo action. We got to talk about some rodeos. We got to talk about what's going on in the rodeo world. But we're going to take our first break here, fans, and when we come back, we're going to get into that rodeo bull riding action. I want to remind you guys something that we haven't talked about a little bit. We got to remind you, go check out our friends at CBRBull.com. That's right. I tell you, these guys are getting things out there, and their season is underway. Go check out CBRBull.com. Stay tuned, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Toes Out Tuesday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Drifter still, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, mean sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took hundreds of stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, I'll have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. I polished in my Stetson's on tight, fixing her eyes for that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight I feel be proud, I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank
they'll plant you like a seed. It's time for you to hit pay dirt, if you know what I mean. Make sure your glove is rosined up, you gotta stick to him like glue. If you fall, you'll lose it all for bucking off too soon. So ride it out, hey, second Saturday time. Ride it out, hear the crowd go wild. Ride it out, now the CBRs are rocking. It's all about to lose control, you've got to ride it out.
Hello, rodeo fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. Go check them out, CBRBull.com, as they have got the insight on what's going on with the CBR. And, yeah, so getting down to it, we got some bull riding, we got some rodeo action to talk about. Speaking of CBR, now if you guys have been over there to their website this morning or have seen their tweets, they did post out there cowboy terminology or bull riding terminology, and I found it to be pretty entertaining, seeing how I was looking for the same things that they were posting out there this morning in reference to some of the terminology that we could relate to our show, being Toes Out Tuesday. And I actually didn't even see that term out there, Toes Out. Was kind of curious about it, but it was posted somewhere else, which gave me the idea to use it for Toes Out Tuesday. And, you know, it's all about getting a grip right here at Making Eight. Sometimes we need to use more than just our handhold, and we use our spurs to get a grip with. So that is why we have Toes Out Tuesday. But, yeah, I just thought it was pretty entertaining. You know, I mean, within a matter of an hour or so after I changed the name of the show to Toes Out Tuesday and actually labeled it that way, I found it to be on CBRBull.com, where they actually have the terminology now for bull riding posted up out there. Just an interesting article. Coincidence? Probably so. But anyway, thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that out there. Also want to remind you guys that we do have our question of the day. That's right, coming at you right now. So if you want to challenge Making Eight, see, let's see how good you are, and let's see how much you actually tune in. We're going to throw a question out there to you. You know, hopefully, like I said, at some point we're going to have some sponsors be able to donate some great prizes and things like that for the contest. But if you guys want to give us a call, please feel free to do that, 646-915-9940. Hey, you know, we're going to have it every day of the week except for on Mondays, because we're going to give you an opportunity. We know that the Mondays are a little rough because we're all out having a great time on the weekend. We probably forgot what we talked about on Friday. So, anyways, I did also just catch word during our break, Brendan Clark will be live tonight from Australia. So you guys make sure to tune in to BrendanClark.com. You can find him there on Making Eight. We've got a show posted. Please get over there and do that. Go check him out. I think it's going to be a good time as we get to find out what him, Luke Snyder, Cord McCoy, and several of the other guys are out there doing down under. So, yeah, definitely look forward to that. There's a lot to talk about in rodeos. I mean, we are here in the summer and just getting things kicked off. I mean, I could tune in at any given time, check out what's going on Twitter or Facebook, check out a few of the websites that we're partners with, and I'm telling you, you can find out a whole lot of info, and you can find it right there on Making8.com. That's kind of why we've done this and set it up as a true rodeo network. You know, hey, we'll even promote our competitors. You know, we're happy to do that. We want to get the word out there about what's going on in the rodeo community. So, anyhow, yeah, sorry if I startled all you guys, but hey, we got the phone lines open and we don't have a caller on the line yet that's willing to take on the challenge of our question of the day. So 646-915-9940, y'all make sure to give us a call. We will be giving away some good prizes here before too long. So, and you know, sometimes I may not even let you know. I may just take you and after you answer the question correctly, we may just try to shoot something over there to you just for playing along right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. One thing I did catch word of yesterday, too, that, you know, we haven't mentioned a whole lot about, Ada, Oklahoma. We've got a good friend out there, Rich McKay. I know a few of you may know him or know of him. Great announcer. He's a radio entertainer. He's been in the radio business for a long time. He announces a jackpot bull ride on Monday nights. Now, this is something that you don't see very often anymore. You know, everybody is in it to make money. And, you know, although it's so beneficial and it's so important that we do make a living at what we're doing so we can continue to carry on down the road and, you know, keep promoting the sport as we are. One thing that I found to be really entertaining is that this jackpot bull ride on Monday nights in Ada, Oklahoma, is free admission, doesn't cost you a dime to get in the door, and you can enter up, you can bring your bull riding gear, and there's no entry fees. Now, they do take donations, and they've actually gotten some pretty good donations there. I believe one night was $300 added, you know, the winner take all, you know. As a matter of fact, this type of jackpot bull ride was one, this actual very same bull ride was one where Jody Newberry showed up to make his first ride back, coming off his injury. And I believe he finished second or third in that event, you know. So you never know who's going to show up. But, you know, fans, we got to look into it, find out what's going on in our area, and support those causes as well. You know, this is a great atmosphere. Something to do on a Monday night, take your kids down there. Doesn't cost you anything to get in. Times are tough. You may not be able to donate but a buck or two, but hey, you know, what a way to spend a Monday night. And I just thought that was really cool that, you know, the guys that are putting this deal on down there, they're not about the money. They're about having fun and carrying on a tradition. And that's what true rodeo is all about. I found it to be really interesting that we still see that in this day and age, you know, because it's so few and far between. You just don't see it a whole lot anymore. And, yeah, it's kind of a shame. I wish we'd see more of that, you know. And sometimes it takes us as fans to sit back and say, you know what, maybe that's what we need to do, you know. We need to start looking at it from a different angle. Maybe not all about the money, maybe just about the sport and about the passion and about the way of life, you know. It's what it's all about. That's preserving the history right there, and you got to love it. Gives these guys an opportunity to progress. We may see some of those guys that were there at that jackpot move their way up and end up on, you know, at a CBR event or at a PBR event, you know, running with the top contenders. And they get their start right there. They have an opportunity to get their start at a, you know, open jackpot bull ride. It's pretty cool. So, anyhow, wow, looks like, yeah, we got Scotty the Clown Plowman in here just, I mean, cutting up here in our chat room, but glad to have him here on board with us today, as well as the rest of you guys. I mean, we're having a great time. Now, we got to get into talking a little bit about our cowboy logic, too. Obviously, yesterday we said we were going to start it up and do it somewhere in between our shows. I don't want to forget it. I know that Miss Melanie has been on to me, and you know, she has been doing a great job of feeding us some great cowboy logic in the mornings before she heads out for school. So here's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie. And just want to share this with you guys. Losers quit when they're tired. Winners quit when they won. And I like that. You know, we got to strive to be the best in whatever we do. And sometimes, you know, And I can certainly take that in the perspective and say, you know what, we need to do more of that, you know, to live that cowboy life is, you know, we're not going to walk out of here quitting when we're tired. We're going to quit when we've won. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So, you betcha. Having a good time here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Toes Out Tuesday afternoon. I'm telling you, it's time to get a grip. We'll bear down with the spurs on. Also caught some wind that in the PRCA news. Silver City, New Mexico at the Wild Wild West Pro Rodeo. They had a pretty big event down here this past weekend. And actually turns out one of our fan favorites, an LJ Jenkins, won the event with a 93-point ride on Rocket Man. pretty impressive there. And you know, now that the summer break is on for the PBR, you're seeing a lot of these guys get out there to these events and, you know, try to make their way up into the top 15 so they can make it to the Wrangler National Finals as well. LJ certainly on a roll, you know, sitting in the top five there in the PBR, Built Four Tough standings, comes out, you know, at the Wild Wild West Pro Rodeo there in Silver City, New Mexico, turns out a 93-point ride. Man, that says a lot. You know, this guy's on fire, and he's riding consistent. But there were also a few other notables there. They had a tie for second place, Stormy Wing and Wesley Silcox. Stormy obviously being another big PBR bull rider, you know. And, yeah, that was pretty impressive there. They both tied with 90 points. And then there was a tie for eighth place, Rocky McDonald, another PBR bull rider out there in contention, making a little bit of money, trying to make his way up there in the PRCA standings as well as Clayton Williams, who we had here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show not too long ago. They both tied for eighth place with 85. Yeah, you're right. You know, a 93-point ride. But, you know, I've noticed something, and Scotty posted a great comment out there in our chat room here today that, you know, 93 points in the PRCA is almost unheard of, which would almost even out to be about 150 in the PBR, which, you know, up until really this year, I would agree with you, Scotty, but if you take a look back at some of the events that have been going on this year, and maybe it started last year, I don't know, but I've seen a lot more 90-point rides this year in the PRCA. And, you know, a lot of them, maybe not necessarily all of the PRCA events, but you take a look at Rodeo Houston, you know, to get 90, 91 points, you know, I think you're seeing it more and more frequently, which is something we haven't seen before in the PRCA. Maybe the judging, I don't know. You know, but, yeah, one thing's for sure, you know, you're seeing it a lot more frequently this season. But congratulations to LJ for definitely putting out a 93-point ride. That's big news right there. Hey, guys, we still got our question of the day, and we want you guys to get out here. If you think you have what it takes, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Come on now. I know we got one of you fans that think you have enough in you and actually listened to the show yesterday. We're not going to put it too hard on you. We just want to know if you know what's going on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. I know that Regis and Kathy Lee and Kelly do not have this kind of issue getting callers to call into their show. It's kind of the same concept here, fans. Of course, you know, they do have big-time sponsors that throw out some big-time prizes, too. But, hey, I think we can get you out here on our show. Come on, give us a call. Scotty, I'm waiting on you to give us a call. I figured you'd know what was going on. After all, you were here tuned in yesterday. And you know what? That's another great comment there, Scotty, that the breeding programs, you know, the PRCA is bringing some ranker bulls down there, so we're starting to see a lot more bulls. Now, one thing, you know, that was posted there on PBRnow.com was the question of the bulls. And, you know, I think that this could very well be the strongest pen of bulls we've seen in any one season ever. You know, in the history of the sport, I really think, I mean, when you're looking at some of these top-notch bulls that we have out there on the circuits, whether it be PRCA, CBR, PBR, I think that we're seeing a whole new breed of bulls come out this year. You take a look back, most of them are probably four-year-olds that are out there bucking right now. So you take a look back, you know, at that, you know, that breeding program that was produced back in 2006, you know, 2007. Take a look at these stock contractors and who they are and who they are breeding with. I think that that's why we're seeing such a fit rank deal of bulls. Now, wait a second. Yes, you have to call in to actually hear the question. So we're going to give you an opportunity. That's why I said the first one that gives us a call is going to have the opportunity. You get it right, you win the Make an Eight prize. So, yeah, definitely give us a call. I'm sorry that the buzzer startled you fans out there. You know, I do apologize for that. But anyways, like I said, the phone line is open. But, yeah, going back to that topic of discussion, you know, there are absolutely ranker bulls moving up. And, you know, I think that's why that you're starting to see a lot more of these 90-point rides and above here in, you know, in associations like the PRCA, you know. They're also sitting back and taking a better look at some of the animals that they're bringing to their events, you know. They want top-quality bulls. They want bulls that are going to give these guys a run for their money, give them a fair shot. So anyways, it does look like we have our first caller of the day, 816. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Okay, this is Scotty. I will bite. It's a question.
Scotty the Clown Plowman. All right. Well, here we go. The question of the day is something that pertained to yesterday's show. Now, did you get a chance to listen to yesterday's show?
Well, yeah, I'm part of it.
Okay. Well,
in
part of
that.
It. Okay. Well, here's the question of the day. And this is actually you're going to have a double opportunity here because this was a discussion that was also posted on Sunday's show. Keith Ryan Cartwright was on Short Go Radio on Sunday, and we talked about it yesterday. He made a prediction right off the bat. I mean, a very quick prediction on who he thinks would be the world champion at the end of the season from this point on. Do you know who that
Uh-oh.
Is?
Palermo?
No. Wait a second. What did you say?
Palermo? Roberto Palermo?
Well, I don't think that you quite got his name right. But don't feel bad, neither did I. So Robinson Palermo was the bull rider that Keith Ryan Cartwright did pick, yes. So absolutely. Hey, great. Thank you for playing along with Scotty. We could have given you the old but we
well, you know, I didn't have the birthday Friday.
Yes, you did. Have you recovered from that?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's working on it, you know, and since you're allowing me to play by old guy rules, it helps.
Well, I hear you, man, and I actually heard that you got some really great gifts this year for your birthday, man. Wrapped in little neat boxes, a bunch of blue pills, and I think that's excellent for you, man. You got to keep it rolling.
So there are some things in the works right now for you making
uh-huh.
Eight Maniacs in the Rocky Mountain States and in Oklahoma, a couple other places. I entered negotiations with a producer yesterday about some winter gigs coming up before Christmas. I will have more information on that hopefully in the next few days. So for all you folks out in that part of the country, if we get this, if we get the details worked out, really looking forward to coming out and hanging out with some of you folks.
Good deal. Well, hey, you know what? We will be there before too long. By the time you get out there, we'll be there waiting on you, Scotty.
Oakley dokley.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, thanks for playing along today, man. Make sure you listen to today's show really well because we're going to have another question for tomorrow. But thanks for playing,
okay.
Scotty.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, guys, I told you that wasn't so hard, you know. I mean, all you got to do is listen into the show the day before, and you'll have that opportunity to call in, and hopefully we'll have some prizes. Now, I got to scramble through, you know, I might have an old pair of cowboy boots or something that I'll autograph and send out to you guys. And believe me, if I say that they're old, they're old. My cowboy boots that I have, I actually have a pair that's probably I had for about 8 years. And they still go strong, you know. I still wear them. So if there's boots that I don't wear, chances are, yeah, they're out there in years. But, yeah, you can bet that you know, we'll throw some prizes out there. I'll scrounge around, pick out something, you know. Who knows, you know.
I would say that I would send a picture of me out there in spandex. However, due to the scrutiny that that has been going on with some of our finest politicians out there, I'm a little hesitant now. I'm a little bit leery, you know. Would somebody get out there and promote that as being something that's inappropriate, you know? Hey, I'm a married man, you know. Of course, Mrs. Macon 8 knows about it. She thinks that it's silly, but, you know, it makes me think, you know. I mean, I have to kind of stop back and think about that. Hey, is that such the right thing to do to get out there? I mean, I've already sent out pictures of me in chaps, no shirt on, you know. I mean, you know, I don't know. It does make me think and want to be a little bit more cautious. So I'd say we try to throw those out there, but heck, you know, given what's going on in the media world today, I don't know. A little leery on that one, so we may have to hold off. But I can send you certainly a cleaner picture. I know most of you guys already have some, but we're going to actually get some new ones put together. Yeah, Mrs. Macon 8 is in on the joke. You know what the problem is the fact that, she thinks it's hilarious, you know. The whole situation with the spandex. And of course, you know, the cowboy diva or whatever the case may be has been thrown out there as well. wow. Yeah, I see that Scotty the Clown Plowman is really laid out there. You know, I had to make a comment about some blue pills and, Well, you know, and I can certainly attest that, you know, that's a great comment. Cat posting out there, the experts say it's only inappropriate if it's something you would not do in front of your spouse. It does make perfect sense out there, you know. However, I don't know, you know. Yeah, that's wow. Some great topics of conversation rolling in out here about the name. And of course, like I said, my whole theory on it is, Mr. Wiener, you are a wiener for showing your wiener. And doing it, you know, without the consent of Mrs. Wiener. You know, really, it is what it is. Wow, looks like we got our good neighbors across the border tuning in right here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. If it isn't the one and only Mr. Joe Scully we see here in our chat room, got to send a big old shout-out to him as well. Long time no see, my friend. Glad that you're able to tune in right here on a Toes Out Tuesday as we're sitting back, you know, kind of giving the fans a little bit of rodeo terminology, talking about the toes out. Getting a grip with your spurs, no doubt about it. So anyways, fans, we got about 25 minutes left in our show here today. Want to remind you guys that we are going to be back here tomorrow. We will have another question of the day that we will post out there. When you guys do hear the beep out there, may scare you to death, but at least you'll know the first caller calling in will have an opportunity to answer the question. Once we get some good sponsors on board, hopefully we'll send out some good prizes to you. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to get more into the bull riding rodeo action with you, the Macon 8 Maniacs, on a Toes Out Tuesday afternoon. Got to remind you guys, make sure to go check out Pro Bull Stats. You can find them on Macon8.com. And make no mistake, that is one place that I rely heavily upon to go get my rodeo information. Stay tuned, guys. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's more rodeo action with you on a Toes Out Tuesday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned.
I'm ready. You know you work all week just to make a draw. Sometimes I can't ride them at all, but I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that chute, can't stop thinking about all that looting of a road, loady, loady, loady cowboy, bordering on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the Big Mac, take a dime on the kill of fame. 32 to just take a bump. All this to it, don't go about it all on the road. Neo, 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 the cowboy, bordering on the insane. Hey! Hold a lay, oh, hold a lay, oh, hold a lay, oh, I go, my circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer do not be fine. No, it's worked every other time. And I'm a roadie cowboy rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six-pack, take a dog on the field of fame. 32-50, just think of all. I live through it, don't come at it all. I'm the road, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. Oh, the lady. Bucking race. Hey, I'm born someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that bull roars down like a runaway train. You're the road, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. And that's why I eat cheeseburger, drink a six-pack, take a dive on the kill of fame. 32-50, just think of all. Through it, but don't go bad it all out the road. The old cowboy bordering on insane. Yeah, and I eat the cheeseburger, drink six pack, take a dog on the kill of fame. 32-50, just take a ball by the goose. Talk about it all out the road. The old cowboy road. The old cowboy rodeo, the old cowboy.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Toes Out Tuesday afternoon as we're kicking things up, getting things fired up right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. And as most of you guys know that are in the chat room that we do have our good buddy Joe Scully here on board, our good neighbor across the border. We're going to get him on the line right now and sit back and talk with him. So, Joe, welcome to the Let's Out Rodeo Show, partner. How are things going up that way?
Just fantastic. Thanks for having me back on. I was hanging around the computer there, saw a show was happening, so I figured I'd touch base with you guys and say hello from sunny, warm Canada.
Yeah, speaking of sunny warm, what's the temperature up there? Last time we talked with you, you guys were buried in snow.
Yeah, right now it's like a rainy season. We're the sun's out today, but it's kind of humid. It's about probably about 85 degrees today. Just a gorgeous spring-like day, and rodeo season's been good. We're really doing the whole Garth Brooks rodeo thing, bulls and blood, dust and mud. We had mud last weekend at one event, and last Wednesday we had a weekday event, and we're in a dust bowl. So we're definitely not going to complain, though. It could be a lot worse. You know, our grounds could be flooded, or we could be standing in snowbanks. So we get to do what we love to do, so we're blessed with that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, tell us about the crowds. Are the crowds really starting to turn out now for these rodeos and these bull rides that you guys are putting on up there?
Yeah, we really had we've had two cities, three performances in the past week and a bit, and just huge crowds. We put together this website now with Rawhide Rodeo Company Canada. We call it Rawhide Rodeo TV. The address is rawhiderodeo.tv, and if you ever get a chance, you want to see what some of our Canadian IPRA rodeos look like, you can check out those videos and see
the crowd. You know, we get about 2,700 per performance at the event on the weekend, and during the week we probably had about 1,200 or so just on a Wednesday night for a bull riding, bronc riding. And the crowds, I mean, they were into it. We had a specialty act and rodeo clown for the three performances. Austin Stewart of Charlotte, North Carolina. I didn't even know he was a rodeo clown. I thought he was just a trick roper, and he did the fire act at the IFR 41 there in January.
Right.
He's actually like a hilarious rodeo clown. So he was our barrel man, and he did a funny man trick roping act, which is pretty good. And between the music and the stuff that I brought to the show, and just his charisma and his delivery and everything, we had that crowd just rocking. Like, you didn't even have to ask them to clap. I mean, they're clapping. And, you know, some of our better events, we'll try and get the crowd to stand up on their feet for the last bull. And it was amazing. Like, he said, hey, let's get on our feet. All of a sudden, boom, everyone's up on their feet. They're stomping. It was like a stampede, you know. It was crazy. Like, they're just amped up. Like, it was a good way to start our season.
Right on. Right on. That's what it's all about right there, you know. And I know that you guys are really starting to get some big events up there, and there's a lot of news coming up your way, you know. Not to mention the fact that outside of rodeo, I mean, you guys have hockey going on in the Vancouver Canucks, which I'm actually cheering for this season, are actually, you know, in the NHL. So between hockey and rodeo, I'm sure that the fans are just loving life right about now.
And that's a great thing, too, about technology. So I'm rocking the iPhone, and I have this score update. So we're going, like, between bull riding scores, we're like, yeah, it's still scoreless out in Vancouver right now for the Stanley Cup final. And they're going nuts for it, right? So, last Wednesday, the Stanley Cup final was on, and, you know, we're bull riding and bronc riding in Paris, Ontario, and they're still following the action. And I think by the time the show was over, and I think they got to the bar, it was only the end of the first period anyway. So,
wow.
It was a good time, good entertainment. And actually, there's entertainment. The coolest thing that we did from Paris is I had someone just videoing, you know, just with a little handheld camera. And it's kind of like this new thing that we're introducing with that Rawhide Rodeo TV. Is we want to take, like, a fan footage and our own footage. Like, we don't have the high-end trucks. We're not in buildings or stadiums. We're outside, you know, 1,200 to 3,300 fans per performance. Videos are getting up to YouTube and stuff like that. But, you know, and the last thing you want to do, it's we always do it as riders, ropers, or even personnel. We have a camera, and then we saddle someone with, here, can you video my ride? And, you know, and it's such a pain to get it online. We've kind of come up with a system now that we'll take that fan footage and some of our own footage, and we have those little flip cameras, and people are in different locations, and we actually put stuff together. It looks kind of high-end, where we'll get a rec from two sides of the crowd, two fan footages. We'll edit it together, slow-mo it, and highlight it as our boost, you know, to go to our fan page or our new TV website. And the results are, we've done two of them, and they're just amazing. Like, you wouldn't think, like, obviously it's not HD or anything like that, but the response has been pretty huge. We did one in Paris, and it was mostly my footage, but this kid gets bucked off in front of the bull. The bulls that we have this season are from Western Canada, and they're all hooky calves. Like, they're all, like, 3 years old and just destruction. Like, we had 14 gates in the performance, 13 gates in slack on Saturday night, and of that, I would say at least 20 of them hit the barrel during their time in the arena. This guy gets bucked off in front of the bull, and Austin Stewart, funny man, jumps off the barrel, makes the first part of the step through. Our other bullfighter had broken his ankle, so we had our backup bullfighter out in Wranglers in a vest. He goes whipping around the bull the one direction, and then our feature bullfighter, he comes walking off the chute and brings the bull away. And it happened in a fraction of a second that you couldn't even see it. But, you know, we put it on slow-mo, and I took that footage from my flip, put it in my iPad,
edited it while I was at getting dinner after the show, hit post, and before I got home, like, the video is already online, they're commenting on it, like, just, you know, great technology and to enhance, you know, the backyard show. Like, obviously, if you're at PBR, you know, you look up at the big screen, there it is, and, you know, Cowboy Dave will be rocking a video to, like, Black Eyed Peas with it within 3 days, right? But, you know, to go from that backyard podunk event and the technology, it's pretty exciting. It gives us something else to focus on so we don't get bored.
Right on. Well, so we gotta look into this a little bit more. So Rawhide TV is actually on the website. What is that website again?
It's rawhiderodeo.tv.
Okay.
And right now it's only computer friendly. It's not mobile friendly yet. It might actually be with an Android. You can rock it. You can't really rock it with an iPhone.
Okay.
But there, the videos that I would look at is the one that says Paris Save of the Night, and then there'll be another video that says, like, Fan Video of the Year from last year, and that's the one where I was talking about taking fan footage from two sides of the arena and editing it. And, you know, and you really get to see a flavor of, you know, what we're riding for bulls up here in the East. See, Western Canada, the level of the bulls are way, way stronger in Western Canada. And a few of the bulls have been to the PBR World Finals from out there, you know, after the mad cow disease opened up the border and stuff. Like Wrangler Rockstar a couple of years ago made it, you know, we made a big deal over that because it was a huge one of the, like, the best bull probably from Canada the last decade going to the PBR World Finals and stuff like that. And the stuff that we got here in the East, I mean, we have some good stuff and maybe one or two. Like, it's, we just don't have we have some of the quality, we just don't have the quantity. But it's still lots of kids with try and some good hooky calves with a lot of kick. So nice little example to see the similarities.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, speaking of which, and I know that you guys are over there on the East side, but I actually got word, too, on PBRnow.com that they're reporting that this Friday in Alberta that there's going to be a $20,000 bounty bull. And, I mean, if that says anything about the caliber of bulls, that this is going to be a PBR Canada event. And I don't know if you may know the bull up there. His name is Slash.
I've heard of him,
and
yeah.
I don't know who owns him, but, yeah, they're putting up $20,000 bounty bull for this event. So the winner will have an opportunity to ride this bull for $20,000. That's a pretty good paycheck up that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, like, when the PBR branched out into the Mexico, the Australia, Brazil, and Canada, they started out with a bang, and then they kind of dropped down. Things kind of got out of control. And, you know, this year – last year, they really got to get back on track. I know that the American office, they have their own international division, and they're really, really growing things. And this year is like 2011 PBR Canada Tour. It's just been everyone that I know that have gone to it, rider, spectator, it's the best it's been in Canada, at least in the East, because they've had like three of their cup events within, you know, within a couple hours of where I live here, just north of Buffalo. In Ontario,
right.
And you know, it's, the money's been pretty good. You know, now it's getting better. We haven't had a $20,000 bounty, so that's pretty huge. But I think the added money is usually $20,000-$25,000 for their cup tour, their
right.
Like their main tour here. And you know, they're into some of the bigger cities again, and they're also doing some smarter things. Like when they went off the hop, they just said, okay, we want to go to Montreal, Quebec. Which is probably fourth largest city in the country. And we want to go in the biggest arena. And, you know, and they just said, yep, that's what we're going to do. Except they didn't do their local research and find out, you know, the reason they could rent the biggest arena is because it's a national holiday, well, provincial holiday. Like everyone in Quebec celebrates this French holiday. So no one was there. You know, like it was a ghost town, and that's how they could rent the building. Now they've gone a little smarter. Instead of going into the big stadium, they go into, instead of like the 18,000-seat arena in Ottawa, Ottawa, Ontario, they're now into like the, you know, 8,000-seat arena, and they filled it, and they jammed it. And I think they did two there a year. So they're really, they're taking a better focus, and, You know, I think they're really going to start building the brand back here in Canada because it, like I said, it has been a roller coaster. It opened up big, dropped, and, you know, now if you can go to an event, $20,000 bounty bull, and see the big riders, you know, from both sides of the border, great bulls in action, and, you know, it's where it needs to be now. It's going in the right direction again.
Well, you know, and that's the interesting thing about that is the fact that we are seeing a lot of these guys that ride up there compete, Aaron Roy, Dusty Ephraim, you know, so many of those other guys. You guys are getting a firsthand look at them, seeing them like at the, you know, at the rodeos that you guys are out at in the smaller times, and then see them hit these cup, you know, these Canada Cup events, and then work their way down here to the U.S.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And like first year the PBR Canada, I was one of the announcers. We're out on the east coast of Canada, Halifax, Nova Scotia. So think Maine, and then go like 2 hours northeast by boat, and that's where we were, right? And we start doing like rider introductions, and they were going absolutely nuts, you know. And for like guys that I never heard of, but you know, these people, they're following the stats on PBRnow.com, you know, and they love to see a Canadian in there. So, you know, Tyler Thompson, Aaron Roy, and those guys are just going bananas for them, and dudes that I've never even heard of before, you know.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for us, but when with those events, it's also now they count as touring pro events, right? Like all the money counts, so you see some really big, big dudes that just come off, just come out of the top 40 at our events, you know, and especially like PBR Canada finals and Brian Canner, you know, did some big things there a couple of years ago, and you know they're going nuts for like these big name dudes, and they keep changing the format, so sometimes you'll have that year's world champion on them. So it's a great opportunity. We see some of the grassroots of growth, and but we also at those cup events, I mean, a lot of superstars of, you know, maybe a season ago or a couple seasons ago and stuff like that. And you know, like Corey Melton, we got to meet him a few times. And Adriano Marias has been up to a few of these events watching and stuff like that. And Laramie Marchis rode up here. So they get a chance to see some of the big names and good bull riding as well.
Yeah, that's real good, you know. And I'm glad for the fans because there are so many fans up that way, as we found out, broadcasting the IFR there on MakingA.com, I couldn't believe the amount of fans that had turned out to watch that event from across the border, you know. And of course, most of that was your doing out there because so you have so many out there.
Yeah, we promoted it pretty heavy, and like our fans are pretty strong here in Eastern Canada, especially for the IFR and IPRA rodeo. Myself, I'm a PRCA card holder, and go to PRCA rodeos when I can. But in Eastern Canada, the PRCA, I mean, it doesn't exist here. Neither does the Canadian contingent of that, the CPRA. The biggest thing is IPRA. So our best guys were at that, and it was a great opportunity for us to watch it. And, you know, we've really grown with the IPRA, even though we have local associations here. And this year I think we'll be even bigger because we have one rodeo coming up in beginning of July, Holstein, Ontario. This thing is this is like one of the biggest rodeos in the country, and we call it one of our gems, and it's going to be like 15,000 added, so huge for an IPRA rodeo, right? Like 2,000 added in an event.
Right.
And then in August, in my hometown, we have one that's going to be $21,000 added as an IPRA rodeo. I mean, if it was PRCA, I'd be like, yeah, you know, just another Wrangler silver level rodeo. But in the IPRA, it's 2,000 added standard event, 5,000 added barrel racing. It's a huge, huge event. And, you know, we'll be drawing some of those big name IPRA hands here to town. And you know, we'll definitely be hoping you guys are back at the IFR and bringing us that feed, because I think we're going to send a few more than we did last year from Canada down to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've been kind of trying to keep up with some of the IPRA standings right now, and it's looking pretty hot there for those Canadians. And I know a lot of them have been making their way down here to the U.S. To ride and compete in a lot of these IPRA deals down here as well, so that way they can get there to the finals. But, man, great opportunity. I love our brothers up there across the border, man. You guys are having fun, and like I said, I'm even pulling for the Canucks, man. I'm not a big Boston Bruins fan. I'm being from Florida, you know, especially here in the Tampa Bay area, we don't take too kindly to that Boston area too much. So yeah, I'm definitely pulling for the Canadians to pull this off and take that Stanley Cup.
And especially the other night, you know, they played it nice and easy. So now it really is a series. So, I mean, this thing will play out probably 6 or 7 games. And, you know, it'll be intense to watch. And, yeah, I mean, I think the entire continent's rooting on Canucks, the only one who aren't those around Boston.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, listen, Joe, I appreciate taking the time to jump out here, man. Now, do we have a chance to see you back down this way? You got anything on the schedule to head back here in the United States?
Well, I got my boy, so we're spending most of our time here in Canada. And I think my next event, I'm going to be down in Benton, Pennsylvania. They have a rodeo there. It's been going about 15, 20 years. I'm doing the PRCA rodeo in conjunction with that. And I'm trying to book some more events, and if you're ever at an event or you know a producer that's pulling their hair out right now that they lost their announcer or whatever for July 4th weekend, it's like one of the only weekends I have open, but obviously being Canadian, we don't celebrate July 4th. I mean, we love to look across the border and see the fireworks, but, you know, I'm spending most of my time in Canada, and that's pretty much my only opening, so I'm crossing my fingers here. Hopefully, you know, the next month, you know, I'll get down there at least for a July 4th rodeo. And we'll tear it up that way.
Good deal, man. Sounds good, Joe. Well, listen, man, I appreciate it. Stop by and say hey to us sometime, man. Good talking with you.
Definitely will. Thanks for having me.
All right, Joe. All right, guys. Joe Scully right there from our good neighbor across the border, taking the time out here to jump on board, tell us what's going on with our good friends up there in Canada and what's been going on in those series. Thanks to Emily out there for posting the comment there in the chat room. Go check out rawhiderodeo.tv. Check out some of the things that are going on. You can see what the events are like up that way on the eastern side. Good times up there for sure. But that's going to wrap up our show here for today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Toes Out Tuesday. Had a great time. Thanks for everybody jumping on board, and make sure to tune in tomorrow as we'll be bringing you more rodeo bull riding action right here on Making8.com. So until then, get a grip. We'll see ya.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next truck. Running up the trail to the challenger shows, where the fees are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the steel, kick holes in the bowls. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. We'll
This is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to MakingEight.com. Be there, be square.